Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show. Thanks for listening and being part of our show and our trek we got going here. We got a lot of exciting things to announce today. This is episode 4 with Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast, live here in Puyallup, Washington. And our first announcement is we have a new co-host of the show. Our main co-host will be Sunny Days. How you doing, Sunny?
Hey, how you doing? How's everything all up in Puyallup? Because I'm over here at the bottom of the mountains in Shelton, Washington.
Nice. And, of course, the original founder of Turnbuckle Turmoil always has his sources are from Shelton, Washington. Yeah, so you got a lot of big things coming up, you know, and we're excited to announce those. But first of all, let me get to the show notes for the shows happening today all over the United States, okay?
Please, because I am interested in that.
Okay, today we got Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington. I do got the whole card for that show. We could go over that later. But other shows happening today around the United States. XIW in Panama City Beach, Florida, AWA in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, TWE in Red Bank, Texas, ACW in Burlington, North Carolina, Defy Wrestling's in Seattle at the Lariat Bar and Grill outside. They're having a tournament there today. Then there's 907 Pro Wrestling in Anchorage, Alaska, Primo's
Woo-hoo!
In Denver, Colorado, New in Shelby, Indiana, AACW in Kokomo, Indiana, MCIW in Indianapolis, Indiana, FWF in Warsaw, Indiana, Perdigan in Jeffersonville, Indiana, EPW
Indiana.
In Odin, Indiana, DPW in Zanesville, Ohio, TSW in Jellio, Tennessee, and
Woo-hoo!
GCWE in Franklin, Ohio, and one last one, IPW in Victoria, Texas. Yeah, the list could go on. There's so many shows, but those are the ones we got to report right now. And anyway, how you doing, Sunny?
Oh, we're living life to the fullest, always and forever. Always looking for that boom pow time, and I'm glad to hear that you have such a good list across the nation of all of the local independent wrestling from state to state. The one thing I did want to say is that you should never forget California. because there are so many great promotions that run out of there. It's a Google worth, I'm telling you. It's worth the Google.
Okay, yeah. Right now we basically go with the ones that are reported to us, and then, of course, ones we research. And then, of course, we don't have that much time to, like Sign says, you could go for 2 hours and list these things.
Yeah,
so we like to get the important ones,
right?
And the ones that are reported to us first. And then, hey, man,
correct.
I want to let my listeners know a little bit about the Miss Sunny Days. She's like an icon in women's wrestling. Yeah, you're like an icon in women's wrestling in the Northwest. You've held championships all over the country, and you've got a lot of stuff coming up. You make your own gear and clothes. Tell us a little bit about what you got coming up.
I do. It's my hobby, actually. I actually just got a new sewing machine with like 27 different new stitches. I don't know if there's any other sew fanatics out there listening to the show, but if you are, hey, I'm all up for ears with any points or any kind of interest. If anybody knows about sewing and they want to swap some ideas with me, please don't hesitate to give me a direct message. You can catch me on Facebook, you can catch me on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and don't forget the Twitterverse.
Yes, that's anybody.
Go ahead. Nope.
Oh, I was
going to
say yes.
Of course,
you already know that my girl is one of the best custom clothes makers in the world. Where I can't wait till you and her get together and switch some ideas. My goodness, you guys could go all the way to the moon.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would absolutely love to book that into a meeting if you would be so inclined to pass the word.
Yes.
But for me, the things that are coming up, it's pretty awesome. Guess what's coming up, Mike? You'll never guess what's coming up.
Well,
I'm going.
BCW, where you're the champ down there in BCW, and then what else?
Vacation.
Oh, you well deserved. You need that.
Well deserved vacation. I find myself in a spot where I'm very irritable and frustrated, and you know, I don't even have to spend a lot of money. It could just turn out to be a staycation, so to speak, but I don't necessarily stay in my home, and I go and hide and I take a book with me and I relax and recuperate, and so that way I can get on the road and I can do it again. Because when I get back from vacation, I've got quite the lineup. I've got Utah, and then I'm going to Vegas. There's a wedding. And, you know, I'm just always moving. I'm always trying to get myself out there, always trying to better the business in the area where I work, and I'm always trying to help others on the way, so to speak. That's kind of been my niche for a little bit, and I hope everybody is paying attention because I'm kind of a genuine person in the business, and that's not necessarily popular. And quite frankly, I'm here to tell the rest of them to boom, pow, F off. And that's how it goes. So if you don't know, now you know. So,
and
Mike.
Other things people. Yes.
Mike, don't you. Isn't there.
What?
Isn't there a gym or something that you've been working with lately? You know, you've been in cahoots with.
Oh, yes, definitely. We're working with Fitness Quest out of Auburn, and man, what an exciting partnership we've got them. We got a show coming up July 16th where we're going to be showcasing wrestlers and wrestling promotions all over the Northwest. We got CPW and NGW, Fitness Quest
Strawberry
presents.
Fest. Isn't that this weekend?
Yeah. Well, Strawberry Fest is next week, yes, but the gym I'm working with is Fitness Quest. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
so that's what, 3 weeks away, maybe? That's about how many weeks, maybe? I'm looking at my calendar. Sorry. Well, I'm kind of excited to hear about this Fitness Quest and the things that are going to go down with it. I mean, it's got to be, it's almost like they're the new kid on the block. So, you know, what is it that we should expect from this new promotion?
Well, we're definitely excited about it, and I got some breaking news from yesterday. The NGW Undisputed Champion went down there representing NGW. What an impressive feat he did yesterday. They had shoot from the movie Vision Quest down there earlier in May, challenged Brad Schwartz, a 6-times world champion. Brad Schwartz won, but during that event, they had a challenge called the Shoot Challenge. Whoever can do the log the most times is the champion. Once they told Wild Lyle there was going to be a competition, he told them right that same day, I'm going to win. And what makes that so impressive, he didn't care if there was weight divisions or how many it was. He just told them plainly he's going to win. What did he do yesterday? He went down to Fitness Quest in Puyallup and beat their champion. Their champion had 110 squats with a 110-pound log. They give you 10 minutes to beat that. Yeah, they give you 10 minutes
That's
to beat that
fight.
Record. And guess what? Try 110 squats with no log. It ain't easy.
Yeah, but 110 squats with a log weighted as the same as Sonny? I mean, come on. That's a major feat.
And so it is, and here's what Wild Lyle did. They gave him 10 minutes to break that record. What did he do? He did 115 squats in under 4 minutes. He did them in a row with no break. This guy's a monster.
Goodness.
He used to run 100-mile marathons and do 100-mile bike rides. I'm pretty sure the guy he beat wasn't doing that type of stuff.
Let's see. I'm wondering if he has any Highland Games competitions in his past that have helped him gain that 110 squats with the 110-pound log. I mean, the competition is fierce.
He beat the record of 110. His is now 115 is the record. And then, of course, he's done all kinds of those mutter runs and all that kind of stuff and placed first before too. But regardless, now we should get on to next week. Like you said, we got the Strawberry Fest. And
the Strawberry Fest. I am looking forward to it. I'm going to be there with bells on my sparkle here.
The Real School Army will be representing Wild Lyle's facing Chuck Payne for the Undisputed Championship. Moondog Aces will be there. And, of course, the one and only Sunny Days. And who are you facing?
That's right. I never really know until I get there. I kind of do that on purpose. But in this case, I was actually told. So I've been doing some research, and I've been watching this kid's matches on these other promotions that he's been working. And I tell you something, he's got quite the talent in the ring. And, yes, I said this is an intergender match that I will be having at CPW. The Strawberry Fest, June 18th. Bell time, I think the first show is at 1 p.m. and the second, I think the first show is at 1, right? Am I right about that?
Yes.
And then the second one is at 4?
Yes, it is.
4 p.m.? Okay, good. That's on June 18th, correct?
Yes, it is. At Marysville, Washington, at the Strawberry Fest.
The Strawberry Fest. I'm kind of excited about it. But I'm actually always more excited about wrestling somebody who I have not wrestled yet. And in this case, I have not wrestled Chris Brady, and I am looking forward to it. I hope he has trained, because I don't stop training, even when I go on vacation, even when I'm facing somebody that I've seen his work, even when I'm out of state and I don't know the company that I'm working for, but obviously they were in need of some Sunny Days, and here I am giving the people what they want, what they need. And what is it? It's Sunny Days versus Chris Brady.
Yes, and I'll be first to say, every time it's cloudy, you always make it sunny on a cloudy day, and I'm so grateful for working with you and having you in the Real School Army over 10 years now. And, man, it's been great working with you.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. I strive to, just bring my talents and try and do business as well as I possibly can, because if there's anything that the people deserve, it's good vibes all around and sunny days.
Definitely. And then, yeah, actually, it's been 12 years now. The first time we worked together was 2010 at the YMCA in Puyallup. What a show that was.
Man, that was a major turn in my career, that show.
Yeah, you faced Johnny Obsession you faced in another intergender match. And, of course, them guys, Ryzik and the Ideal Reflection group was definitely cheating up a storm, huh?
Yeah, emphasis on a group. I signed up for a singles match, which means one-on-one, and I don't think anybody told Christopher Ryzik that he did not need an entourage. And if he needed to wrestle me or he had an issue with me, then he should do what I like to do, go to the promoter and get that booked, because quite frankly, that's the only way I deal with business. I don't do that sure shot, ooh, let my friends help me out. Oh, I didn't do nothing. They just helped me kind of bit. I don't know what you're talking about. Because quite frankly, I've had enough. Boom, pow, F them. I am not here so that way they can step on me. I'm here to stay.
Definitely. And you know, another thing people don't know, you're currently a champion in other promotions, and you've held titles all over the America. Can you tell us a little bit about your championship reign and your current titles?
Well, I don't know what the word is. I don't have as many feats as you claim that I do. I did have a reign of the women's championship here through SCW quite a ways back, and that was fun. That was the first time in a very long time that we had an actual women's division for the area, and you know, I was blindsided again because somebody liked Mr. Ryzik, and of course he has to be the one to start breaking up the dirt, messing things around, and then there were just other things, and you know, it's just way too much paperwork to break his face. I don't know if anybody told you that, but it is under contract that he has no hits to the face. Otherwise, he won't work as a wrestler. Can you believe that? I do have to say, though,
goodness,
she looks really good in the referee shorts and the little bow tie. I'm kind of a fan of the bow tie. Let's see. After that, I decided to take my career seriously, and I started out doing 7 different seminars a year. And those seminars weren't just little seminars. They were all over the country, and they were at least 1, 2, 3 times. So not only did I start the ladies' championship at Pacific Northwest BCW and have held it because, quite frankly, I'm that damn good. You're welcome. I've also gone to North Carolina. I recently debuted in Memphis, Tennessee. I went down to Vegas, and I'm about to go down again for different purposes, but I'm still going to go down again. And if you are there, please hit up Mr. Simbody through the Snakebit Pro. It's so amazing. It's on Facebook. It's a group. You should check it out if you are an aspiring worker. He works with everybody. Then I got to meet Mr. Brutal Bob Evans, and he introduced me to the Wrestle Life. That's right. I said it. TheWrestleLife.com. And that's right, I'm giving you a free plug, Mr. Uncle Bob Evans, because quite frankly, in the last year, I've had quite a few great things happen with your direction and through the podcast and through the live videos that you have on WrestleLife.com through the subscription. It's really helped me in a lot of different ways. Let's see. I am excited about the new one I got going on in Utah. I will be debuting in Utah after the Strawberry Festival at a Lucha show. I think it's called Lucha in Utah. I think that's what it's called. I'm looking for my poster. Yep, Lucha Libre in Utah. That's right. And if you've never seen Princess Deathwish, I'm telling you, it's somebody you need to keep your eyes open for. let's see, where are we going to be at? We are going to be at the Neptune Event Center in Orem, Utah.
Nice.
1175 1200 West Orem, Utah, 84057. Doors open at 4:30. Event starts at 5:30. Get your tickets now. If you need any more information, I always do plug these on my social medias, so that way you can always get the address and you can always see who's on the lineup for that wrestling show.
Nice. Yes, in the Lucha wrestling community, they love you because you've been on Lucha shows all over the country. My goodness.
Hey, Lucha's fun, you know. The guys are great, the girls are great, and I have nothing but fun times when I go there. They make fun of me because I'm still learning Spanish, but they've given me a reason to continue learning Spanish so that way I can speak it fluently before I go to Mexico.
Sweet. Okay, and then, you know, there's a lot of other exciting things that people don't know about you. One of them, your better half, the one and only Jimmy Skills, a Northwest icon in announcing in the Northwest. And it's nice that you guys got your own boat. And like you say, when you go on your vacation, maybe you could just pull up the anchor and just set off for sail. And then, you know, we know that Jimmy's taking a break from the business right now, but we always hoping and praying that Jimmy will make another appearance or come on the show with us. And, man, what a blessing you two are.
Well, thanks. We try to be. You know, we've kind of been in this couple kind of a teamwork thing for, oh, my goodness, 22 years now? let's see, this last Memorial Day weekend. I know this is, okay, so this is sappy sunny moment. Last Memorial Day weekend was when he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I just kind of remembered that. and that was 22 years ago. So since then, we've had three kids, and his wrestling career, I think it was like 12 years that he did it, 12 or 13 years, because he started before I did in Arkansas, which is where I first began my training, at Wrestle for a Cause, WFAC, in Newport, Arkansas, with Austin Lane and Nikki Lane, and a couple other amazing people. But in retrospect, he didn't want me to be in wrestling. And now I am in wrestling, and, you know, I couldn't have done it without him. Literally could not have done it without him. All of his advice, all of his suggestions, and his directions have led me to where I am now, which is a bona fide wrestler for the entire country. And that's kind of how I like it.
Nice. What a blessing. And other things people don't know about Jimmy. He used to have his own blog talk radio show, too, called the Jimmy Skill Show. I was blessed and honored to be on his show before. And, man, he had I loved his show because they did such great research.
Let me toot Jimmy's horn just a little longer, okay? Not only did he have his own blog talk radio show, he was one of the very first blog talk radio shows that were in this area, the Pacific Northwest. So it was nice.
That's true.
He was working with an old dead company called BAW when he first decided that a wrestling podcast might be a good idea. And I was pretty impressed with how many people called in and how many times he did a fantastic job. A lot of the times I was going to training or I was going to a show because I was booked and couldn't be there. So he did his own stuff for wrestling instead. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that is awesome. I had no idea he was part of BAW. I knew Bob, the promoter and owner of that. He was best friends with J.B. Luce. And, man, they put on quite the shows.
I got to meet Daphne through there.
They would spend, they would spend a ton of money on talent, but they didn't quite promote that good. So it basically it ended up going under. But, man, they had quite the talent on the shows. And I've even got to,
I think they were
got to work
more
with
problems
Bob.
Than just whether or not they were promoting.
Oh, yes, that's true, of course, you know. And then Bob's son was Sir Latte, that him and Bruce got to wrestle in the NGW. And, man, it was unfortunate that Sir Latte got cracked open by J.B. Luce. That was basically an accident, but things happened in the ring. And
that was with a chair, wasn't
then,
it?
Yes, it was. And since then, all
yes,
of them
was.
Moved on.
Yes, it was. I was there
Bob
for that show. Uh-huh. I was in
yeah,
a tag
Bob,
match on that show.
Yeah, Bob moved on. Sir Latte moved on. And J.B. Luce, all of them moved on from wrestling. My goodness. And J.B. Luce, he was an amazing character. He would bring 100 fans to the show himself. The only people who've done that in the Northwest that I know of is myself and El Vagabundo was able to do that. And of course, J.B. Luce. Wild Wild's getting close, and you're getting close, but still.
Don't tell anybody, otherwise
you
won't
seen.
Book me anywhere. They'll expect more out of me. Don't do that.
They should pay you more when you're bringing 100 people, you know? Shit.
You know, I've always kind of been in this business with the idea that, you know, if there was no crowd, then how can we all make money? Of course, that's business 101. If you have nobody buying the product, you can't sell the product. So you got to do what is important, and that's firsthand promoting. And you know, a lot of the times I think that I might forget to, you know, remind people of that. But lately I've kind of found myself reminding a lot of people about how important it is to promote, you know, a face-to-face, a building of the rapport in the community. There's nothing like building a hometown hero than going out into the community and doing something about it. I mean, look at all the greats back in the day. They all did something outside of their own box. They all did something that they didn't necessarily want to do, but then it blew up. It was out of their comfort zone, but they were excited afterwards because they just kept doing it. My favorite reference of this is Billy Graham. He didn't have a good draw, and he started doing what is called an arm wrestling. What is it? An arm wrestling match before his match, like during intermission, he would arm wrestle somebody, and he would call the local radio shows that were in the area to promote the business. Isn't that something?
Wow! Yes, nice. And then
I know that Rick Flair
used
to do that too.
Things I want to let people know about you and Jimmy. You guys are two special people. I mean, you got three wonderful kids that are they're great. You know, I mean, they're great contributors to society. You know, on top of that, another thing people might not know: Jimmy is a buff dude. He's no joke. I would imagine he could whoop most of the Northwest wrestlers, if anyone messed with him, let alone
oh
you know
goodness.
Yourself, he's bigger than half the wrestlers.
His muscle, his bicep is as big as my head. That's the joke at the house.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, I'm so honored to have you as a co-host, and now you have an outlet. If you and Jimmy ever want to do your own shows, you're welcome to anytime you want. We can do more only one show a day. So right now I'm only doing mine on Saturdays between noon and 1:30. And then right now we also aren't doing individual interviews, but we talked earlier today. Looks like you're going to be my first interview when I do a second show in a week. I'll have you as my first interview, and what an honor.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It humbles me to hear those things. So,
I'm about ready to go on to my MMA report with Jeff the G, my MMA expert.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your time. time today, and thank you for everything you've done. So what would you like to plug and promote in this last minute or so?
In this last minute, I would like to promote myself. If you or any of your parties need some ideas, how to sew directions, or if you are looking for somebody to make some gear, I just so happen to get a brand new sewing machine, and I've got a serger, and I will work with you. That would be fantastic. You can DM me through Facebook, /boompalsunnydays13. You can check me out on Instagram under stormy_nights13. Yes, that's right. Sunny days have stormy nights, and you better believe it. They are not very nice sometimes. Although sometimes it's just nice to have a stormy night or two. And the other show is you can also check me out on Twitter, sunnydays_13. And, of course, on Facebook, my name is Mindy Easton. And don't forget my TikTok because I got one of those, too. And a Snapchat. Snapchat is raininhell13. And my TikTok is sunnydays13. It's amazing. Amazing!
Nice, Sunny. We appreciate you so much. We love you and Jimmy. Okay, yeah.
Yep. Love you too. Appreciate you. Hugs and headlocks. Boom pow time. She comes. And now I'm leaving. I'm out of 5,000. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Hey, Jeff the G, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. They got a huge fight today at the Singapore Indoor Stadium in Kelang, Singapore. Man, can you let us know a little bit about that one?
Yeah, this is a great card tonight. We got UFC 275, Glover Teixeira versus Yuri Prochazka for the light heavyweight title. That's the main event. It's going to be a great fight, I think. Very well, evenly matched. And then we also got the women's flyweight title on the line. And that's Valentina Shevchenko versus Talia Santos. That's going to be a great matchup.
Yes, definitely. And then what about the undercard?
Yeah, the undercard is also great. Man, I was looking at this. There's some good ones. On the prelims, we got a really good matchup, it looks like. Brennan Allen versus Jacob Malkoon. And this is a good matchup. Malkoon's a little bit earlier in his career. He's 6-1. And it's pretty well evenly matched. I mean, there's a big height discrepancy. You know, Brennan Allen's 6'2", long, lanky, orthodox fighter, and Malkoon's 5'9", and he's a little bit more of a powerhouse, smaller guy, but he's very well-rounded. And Allen's favored to win this one, but, you know, I would honestly have to go with Allen, but I think Malkoon has a good shot of getting that TKO if he gets the right punch through.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah, and then I'm looking forward to the Kyung Ho Kang versus Betgrel Donna.
Yeah, that could also be a very, very good matchup, very closely matched up, and these two have a lot of energy, a lot of skills, man, and it's hard when you get down to these 135-pound weight classes, the bantamweight, they're all so good. You know, that's what a lot of people don't realize, the smaller weight classes, these guys are some of the best to have ever fought. You know, I mean, Mighty Mouse at 125 pounds was in the UFC. He was UFC champion. I think he had 11 straight title defenses. He's from Washington. He's from Parkland. He's considered to be one of the best right next to John Jones of all time. So, I mean, you get into these lower weight classes, these guys know everything. They're good at everything. They're not going to just, you know, hold on for that one lucky punch. So they're usually good scraps, and yeah, that should be a good fight as well.
Okay, and what about the main event?
The main event. So you want to do like the main card, and then we can do a couple of those leading up to that, or start with the main?
Either way.
Okay, well, let's do this. We can start the third fight down on the main card. This is on the pay-per-view portion. This is going to be a crazy fight. It's a rematch of the 2020 fight of the year. Everybody's seen it. It's Zhang Weili versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And both these women are fantastic fighters, great skills. They're both former champions. They're trying to get back. I believe Dana White had said whoever wins this fight is going to fight for the title. So that should be a very interesting fight. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, 2020 fight of the year. Both these girls just will come out swinging, and they have all the skills. So it should be a great matchup. And then for the co-main event, that's for the women's flyweight title fight. And that's Valentina Shevchenko versus Talia Santos. And this is going to be a pretty good match, I think. I mean, Shevchenko is heavily favored, but I feel like Santos is going to put up a big, big test for her. I mean, it's nothing she hasn't seen, but, you know, she's a very crafty fighter. She's got, I think she's 10-0, or she's 19-1 with 10 knockouts and 3 submissions is Santos. But, I mean, Shevchenko is just, she's won 5 straight title fights. And her last 5 have been knockout, knockout, 1 decision, a knockout, and then another decision. So she's really kind of running through these girls right now. And, you know, she's just kind of, it's like a regular job for her somehow. She just goes in there, gets her job done, and retains the belt. So we'll see if anything will change in that matchup. But I think Shevchenko's favored for a reason. If I had to pick, I'd have to stick with Shevchenko on that one.
That's what I'm going with, too. And then how did we do in our picks last week or up until now?
Well, last week I think was the first week that we had started on it. You did pretty good. I think you went 2-3, and I ended up going 1-2. There was a crazy couple of fights, and, yeah, you know, anybody can win at any time. So it was a good call, and I think that, yeah, we start – taking our picks every week, at least 3, like, you know, 3 minimum maybe, and we just start keeping track, and it'd be kind of fun to keep a log of that.
And then who are still some of the most up-and-coming fighters that people should not take for granted out there?
Man, there's a bunch. There's a kid I really like. His name's Ricky Simone. He's actually from Washington as well. He's a bantamweight fighter. He's coming up. He's not as active as you would sometimes like to see, because I think a lot of opponents back out from fighting him. There's not much upside to it. He's a great, freaking relentless wrestler, and he's got power in both hands. He's a beast as well. And then, let's see. There are so many good guys coming up. As far as, like, you jump all the way to, like, heavyweight or something, there's some guys that are starting to make their rise that they're already known, but they're starting to make that push from just, like, regular kind of journeyman fighter to getting everything put together and starting to fight for the title. Tai Tuivasa is one of them. He's an absolute monster at heavyweight. He's this Australian guy. He used to play rugby, and now he's ranked number 3 in the world, and he's getting ready to go for a title elimination fight here soon. And that's just definitely somebody to look forward to right there.
Yeah, and myself, I've got my eye on the Korean Zombie. My goodness, you know, he did lose his last fight. That was such a battle, and you can tell this guy is die hard. He's got all the qualities you need. Looks like he just needs a little bit more versatile training, and he'll probably be able to catch up with the guy he lost to. Tell us a little bit about the champion there.
Oh, yeah, that was a great fight. That was Alex Volkanovski. He's unbelievable. You know, he has a title fight coming up against Max Holloway. I think that's in July, actually, but... yeah, the Chan Sung Jung, the Korean Zombie, he really had a good game plan at first, but, you know, he just started getting picked apart, and that's just, the champions make the best people in the world look average. So, you know, that's kind of what happened that night. I guess any other person on that night, you know, that could have been a highlight reel knockout for Korean Zombie. It just wasn't his night. He was going against the best, and that's kind of, you know, the decision he got. But Volkanovski's great, you know. I think I told you before, he also used to play rugby. All those Australian guys used to. But he used to be 214 pounds. He's thick, just big, full of muscle like rugby guy. And now he's a 145-pound champion. He's an absolute athlete, and he's a great fighter. I can't wait to watch him against Max Holloway. Their third matchup, by the way, in July for the title. So that should be just a crazy fight as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and the champion there, my goodness, he's so solid. He looks like a perfect fighter where he's got all the tools and all the skills, and he's even been in more than one weight class, and looks like he's going to go up, it looks like he said.
Yeah, he definitely could. I think the guys get a little older, it's harder for them to cut weight, and he could definitely move up to 155. He could probably even fight in 170. You know, he just got that kind of muscle mass. So I would definitely keep an eye out for him, or, you know, if you want to just go through his old fights, he's got some unbelievable matchups. His title fight with Brian Ortega was absolutely insane. He got into a couple close submission attempts, almost got in the guillotine and got choked out, and almost got choked out in the triangle and got out of both of those and ended up dominating the fight. So it's a crazy division, and that's a crazy champion. He's really good.
Okay, and then any more that you want to go over for tonight?
For tonight, let's see. Yeah, on the pay-per-view as well, there's another fight, Andre Fiallo versus Jake Matthews. This should be a really good matchup. It's a close, evenly matched fight. This is a welterweight fight, and Fiallo's coming off a couple of big wins, and he's just been rolling. Jake Matthews is a younger guy. He's been in the UFC for a while, and he's just been through the gauntlet of guys. You know, he's 17-5, so it's not like a perfect record, but he's really fought a lot of great people, and he's on the come up as well. So that'd be another great one to look out for.
Okay, and I guess I'm going to give my picks right now. I'm going for Chung Ho Kang over Bat Grill Donna, and then Song Woo Choi versus over Josh Kalubo. How do you say that?
Kulibao, I think. Kulibao.
I think that's going to be a decision on that one. And then I think Shevchenko is going to win that one by knockout. And then I'm going for Yuri Prohaska in the main event. And that one's going to be a submission.
Submission victory, okay.
And then
what about
your pick for tonight?
That's four for you?
That's four, yes.
So that was...
Instead of three, yes.
Okay. All right, well, I'll do four as well. You know, I'll stick with, let's go into prelims as well. Brendan Allen versus Jacob Malkoon. I'm going to have to go with Brendan Allen here. He's a really long, tall, lanky guy. You know, if he can avoid those bombs from Malkoon, I think he's going to end up taking him down and submitting him. He's got a great submission game. So I see that submission, I'd say round two for that one. And then if we move up to the main card, I'll go, man, this is so tough, but I'll go Zhang Wei Li versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Rematch of the fight of the year 2020. You know, I thought Joanna barely inched it out last time, and she lost the decision. That was a 5-round fight. Today is only a 3-round fight, so it could be even crazier, or, you know, we don't know. But I'm going to have to go with Joanna on this one. She really wants that rematch bad, or she wants that win back, and I think she's going to get it done by, I'm going to say decision, because they're really hard to knock each other out. They tried for 5 rounds and couldn't do it. So I'm going to say by decision for Joanna. And then the main event, I'll agree with you as well, Yuri Prohaska, but I'm going to have to go by TKO. And the, man, he has to get it done in the first two or three, I would say. So I'm going to say round two, TKO.
Okay, yeah, and he's got the reach on him. So hopefully he can get that title tonight. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah. He has 2 fights in the UFC. He has a chance to win the belt. That is almost unheard of. Even guys like Conor McGregor and all these guys who won champs, it took them many fights to get there.
Yes, and then the next fight is June 18th at the Modi Center in Austin, Texas. That's fight night. The main event is Calvin Kattar versus Josh Emmett. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, this is one of those under-the-radar cards. This whole card's going to be some fireworks. That main event's going to be nuts. 145-pound guys. Kattar is an excellent boxer. He's a New England guy, Boston guy. I think they have the New England cartels, what they call their gym out there. And they're all full of really scrappy boxers and kickboxers, and they do not give up. You have to shut the lights out to beat these guys. So, and then Josh Emmett, he's a great wrestler. He's a Team Alpha Male guy over in California with Uri Faber. And he's a great striker as well. He's got a couple of highlight knockouts that were just insane, and he's also got some good wrestling. So that main event is going to be tricky. I'll have to kind of look over that a little bit more before I make a pick on that, but that's a great matchup.
All right, Jeff the G, we appreciate your expertise, and we're so grateful to have you as a regular guest on our show. But right now, I've got a special guest calling in, the NGW Undisputed Champion, and he's also the Shoot Challenge Fitness Quest Champion, Wild Lyle. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Hey, Coach. Good to hear from you. Hey. Here I am, the Wild One.
So, can you hear me okay? Think about that, Jeff? Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
He must have left. What do you think about Lyle's victory?
That was crazy. You were just telling me about that. That's so insane. Good job, man. That's pretty exciting. And he was telling me all about it. I couldn't believe that. I was like, wow, man. He really pulled it off. So that's great. Good job, man.
Yeah, you know, I just took one look at that log, and I knew I could. You know, I mean, it's one of those determination factors. I actually thought going into the competition that they're going to do a lunge challenge. So I've been training to do, like, weighted lunges. So when they're like, yeah, it's just squats, I was like, that changes things, but I should be okay.
Single leg squats is definitely different.
And then, my goodness, you got great recovery power. I was telling people that we already had half our work. Then you pulled that off, and then we continued our workout.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of how I work out, and, you know, it's my routine. So, certainly it was a little bit different, and I am a little bit sore, but, I mean, just because of the fact that, you know, it's slightly different exercise, but I went and I worked 8 hours afterwards, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, don't forget that. And normally at work, during your breaks and stuff, you're working out because you're a machine usually.
Yeah, I mean, I go and I'll hit the gym at work, and, I mean, lots of stairs. I mean, I'm doing lots of walking. So, my legs are good. I feel fine. I mean, I feel solid. I'm getting ready for, you know, next week, Marysville, Washington. I mean, they told me that I'm going to meet pain, so might as well put myself through as much pain as possible, right, before I get there. So I won't be surprised for anything.
Definitely. Well, then, hey, Jeff the G, we'd like to thank you again for your time. We appreciate you so much.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk again. Bye.
See ya. Yes, you got a big title match, the Undisputed Championship. You're going to be facing Chuck Payne once again. He's no slouch. I guess he was rated in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated number 8 for the independent wrestlers in the United States for 2021, I think it was. So, yes, he's no slouch.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'm approaching the exercises like I am, you know, and working out as hard as I am. I mean, certainly when I found out about this match, I knew I was going to be going through something that is, you know, I mean, I knew it was going to be a competition, so I'm approaching it as such. You know, I mean, I put on 10 pounds, and I found out about 45 days ago, about a month and a half ago, so about 10 pounds in 45 days, just been smashing, you know, lifting heavy, eating right.
Definitely, and then I get the pleasure to work out with you, and my goodness, I have a hard time keeping up with you because, of course, I'm still not all the way in shape yet compared to you are.
Well, I never stopped. And I'm always doing something. I'm always signed up for something. I've got, after the 18th, the following weekend, I've got a mud run with a bunch of buddies. This is the first time I've actually doing a run with friends. So we'll be doing it for fun instead of me going out and trying to be the first at everything. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I'll be able to do it. I just, that teamwork effort, you know, isn't always the easiest thing for me because I push myself well beyond my friends. So I need more beasts of friends. So it's nice to work out with you, Coach, and be able to have a spotter and be able to go a lot heavier and just a different atmosphere. Working out at Fitness Quest is a huge gym. It's nothing that I'm used to. So the energy is a bit different.
It is, you know, and like Jake Swartz said yesterday, that 115 squats with no weight's not easy.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times, and I don't know, I kind of shake it off because I know I could do more. It's not my legs that gave out on me when I was doing the competition. It was an unexpected problem. You know, my neck started like cramping up, and so I had to put it down because my neck was cramping, which was way more surprising than I thought my legs were gonna. My legs are like, you got way more.
Yeah, definitely, especially since you did it in an impressive feat in a row without a break when they were giving you 10 minutes to do it in. My goodness.
Yeah, I guess I could have sat there with it on my shoulders for another 6 minutes, but you know, going back to you know, something I didn't expect causing a concern, but it's not anything that I can't overcome at a different time, especially knowing. I mean, that's what having any sort of like expertise in something or have done something multiple times, you get vast knowledge in that scenario. You know, and it's not too often that I do squats with a giant ass log on my shoulders. So at least I know for the next time.
Yes, definitely. And then you got a huge match. You'll be defending your title once again, July 16th at Fitness Quest in Auburn at Fitness Quest Presents Auburn Slam Charity for the Auburn Slam Scholarship Program with a Northwest Showcase of CPW and NGW putting on a show there in Auburn. It looks like you're going to be facing Viento as of now. It looks like we'll be signing that here shortly.
I mean, it's always exciting to move forward within this aspect. If I'm able to retain the title against Payne, you know, Viento will have the opportunity to you know, at least get it from me. But, you know, we are slated to wrestle again. I think he deserves that. I mean, he's coming up in the NGW scene, and he's contributing. But also he's been wrestling around, or he's been wrestling, you know, for a while as well. I mean, he's a good opponent, and I'm excited for the wrestling season, you know, just to get back into the swing of things and for all of the upcoming events that are basically molding themselves. I can't really say more, but there's a lot of big, exciting news always in the works.
Well, anyway, yes. And then, you know, Viento is one of the top luchas in the Northwest. Shit, I would imagine he's even ranked in Mexico. So, yeah, he's no slouch. And then, you know, we always look forward to all the other stuff that you provide. Your media is off the charts. Your graphic designs are just amazing. We're so grateful that you help us with those and that you're my right-hand man. I'm so grateful for you, and I thank you so much for all you do.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Coach, and I appreciate all the good things you say about me. I always have to adapt for any scenario that I find myself in. You know, I came into the wrestling season or scene originally when I met you. I was like, hey, you know, I got friends in that, you know, are DJs and this and that, and I just wanted to change the show. And I never anticipated that me being a part of the show would change that for the best. But you know, moving down that road and then learning and training and then continuing to expand on all the other things that I find more and more exciting all the time, making flyers and digital editing and doing a lot of that on my phone, just because of the fact that I'm so busy all the time. I mean, I've been roofing, and then I've been working swing shift. So on top of regular exercise, commitment, and eating every 2 hours, like, there's just so much going on, but certainly taking times to do things that I love and to develop, and then for wrestling to be a part of something that I love is certainly. I got a little bit I could talk, so we could talk about some of the upcoming events. Yesterday, everything develops as a process, and I can't keep my mouth shut anywhere I go. So being that said, I always find myself talking or being pointed to the most important person in the room. And you're the same way, Coach. I mean, we've made a lot of solid friendships and people that are very famous and have a lot of control. And I mean, going as far up as, I mean, we both worked for the Emerald Queen Casino, and, you know, we did set up and tear down, which was an amazing aspect of something that was brought on through wrestling scene, you know, meeting you. But they recognize us there. They recognize us. They recognize me as Lyle, and they recognize you as Coach for a real reason. And, I mean, I hear that you got to run into an individual that could help propel us in such motion.
Yes, definitely. And we also got a chance to possibly do some other huge private shows. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
I mean, of course, I can only tell you what I know. I do know that we're looking every show. So we've got the Auburn event. I actually just mapped this out in my head, so let me backtrack a little bit. So the Marysville show, the Auburn show, okay, we've got possible Tacoma events, and then we've got a possible Lacey event, private show. So it's funny, it's this straight line map of all these big shows that we have that are coming up and in the works, and I just thought it was funny seeing that in my head for the first time.
Yes, definitely. And then we got two possible festivals for private shows. I think one's in McCleary, the Lacey area, and then the other one's, where's that one, in Auburn or something? No, north of Auburn.
I'm trying to think of what you're getting at without giving away too much, the North of Auburn show, but it'll probably come to me a little bit later. The Lacey
okay.
show. So, the coolest thing about that is one big focus for me on top of everything that I've been doing has been writing. And so that has committed me to, being able to write with the Never Were. And we have all these events set up. But, of course, they're rock and wrestling events, you know, just like we've done in the past. And so we're trying to commit to showing not only great local professional wrestlers, but also great local artists, and letting the Never Were have an opportunity to play at each of these shows. I remember what you're talking about, Black Diamond. So possible Black Diamond
okay,
show
yeah.
as well, which that's the North of Everett. And that's funny, too, because if we work it out, it's all within the straight line of you know, like, just up and down Washington.
Yeah.
That makes sense? You see what I'm seeing in my head?
Exactly. And then I even heard there's a possible Spanaway festival.
You
hear me?
Yeah, no, I had to take care of some things. No, are you there, Coach?
Oh. Yeah, I said there's a possible Spanaway Festival, too.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities because there's a huge interest. I just seen a promotion that I thought, or I just seen a promo that John Cena did that I thought was amazing that I'll send to you. And it really summed up things. You know, he said that when they asked him what he thinks of AEW, he's like, you know, I just love it because everybody is consuming wrestling. There's so many people out there that are consuming wrestling, so much so that all of these startups have an opportunity to grow and become big. And so all these people are just constantly consuming this material, and then they just want more. So we're just trying to get all that material out there.
Definitely. And, man, and a lot of exciting stuff coming up, and we appreciate all your time. And today I'll be on the Seattle Sports Union podcast today at 5 o'clock to promote and talk to them for the first time. I'm really impressed and honored to be on there. They've had such huge guests on that show, and I'm hoping that's going to rub off to our shows and that we're going to get some of them huge guests on our shows. But other than that, I'm excited to get together with you today. We're supposed to do an NGW Green Room so we can plug the Marysville and Fitness Quest shows. And, yeah, I can't wait to do that and see you today.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we're going to be able to make happen. And I do have to say congratulations. You know, a lot of going back to what I was saying earlier is the fact that we're just continuously being passionate about the things that we love puts us in these opportunities because we're just not giving up. And for you, Coach, you know, wanting to do that sports cast and then just having these aspirations and these ideals and these dreams and then just continuing to have it no matter what people say. And that's the most important aspect is we've been able to move forward despite what people say. And there certainly is more people that just want to see us on our back taking a bump than, you know, climbing up on the corner, you know, and just climbing higher. But part of wrestling is taking bumps and getting up. So, you know, I just do commend you on moving. Yeah, and I'm just, you know, you say this often for me, like you talk me up, but, you know, certainly, Coach, there's a lot of commitment that you have in this industry that, I mean, I've seen just vomit and throw up and shit on you, but you just get up and move forward. So, again, congratulations, and I'm glad that you're getting some sort of recourse within all the aspects of all the material that you've published and we have published.
Definitely, yes. And, you know, I try not to think about any negatives because we have a lot of positive things going, and we're not just out for ourselves. We're out to put on a good show. We're out to help a bunch of people with charities and food drives and lots of entertainment and helping bands, helping wrestlers. And I'm not going to quit doing what I've always done. I've booked hundreds of wrestlers. I've got hundreds of people jobs. I've took hundreds of people to concerts. I'm going to continue doing those things. And I do, every time I do that, I do it with nothing in my heart thinking that, oh, I'm going to get something back from this, from that person. Because I do believe in seed money and I do believe in karma. And I get plenty back for what I put out. And I'm going to continue doing that and continue staying positive. And we got a lot of people on our team, and we're just going to be continuing to grow, and then you're a huge part of that. And I'm definitely want to take you all the way to the moon with myself and the rest of NGW, the NGW Green Room, the Real School Army, and everything we got going. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and thanks again. Thanks for having me, Coach. Always a blessing.
You're welcome, brother. We appreciate you. You got anything you'd like to plug or promote, and how do people get a hold of you?
Let's see. I got June 18th in Marysville. I'll be wrestling a couple times at that show, and then a couple shows coming up June 16th, and then a lot of TBA shows to be announced. Certainly a lot of really, really big things in works with people with high-profile names, just because, like I said, that's the people that find us, because that's the kind of material and promotion that we put out. So you can find me at Instagram at WildLyleNGW. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Or you can, if you're my Facebook friend, well, good. Then if you're not, so be it. Well, thanks again, Coach.
Appreciate you so much, brother. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. What a show. We announced our new co-host, Sunny Days, the one and only. We had Jeff the G on, our expert in MMA, and the one and only Wild Lyle. My goodness, is he representing and kicking ass everywhere he goes like he normally does and like he always has. So, man, yeah, I guess Skylar Burns wasn't able to call in today, so maybe next time she will. She's got a big bare-knuckle boxing fight coming up in Florida at the bare-knuckle boxing group there. Her husband, J.D. Burns, has already fought there twice. He's 1-1 there. She fought there last time, and she did lose to Miranda Barber. Miranda Barber is very talented, but I know that Skylar has learned from her mistakes. And their main slogan is, J.D. Burns and Skylar and Rocky's slogan is, they either win or learn. And that's what they did both times. I'm sure that they continue to learn and that they're going to polish up their talents. And next time they'll be able to pull out the victory. They got all the things you need to be a champion. And then JD already is a multi-time champion. So, yeah, we're excited for what they got going there at Battleground MMA in Lakewood. And also I want to promote Dave Hollenbeck Havoc. He's got Mark Schultz coming up to UFC Fit Gym in Puyallup. That's going to be the same day as our show at Fitness Quest in Auburn, July 16th and July 17th. Mark Schultz will be at UFC Fit in Puyallup, Washington for seminars. So, yeah, those are some of the best seminars in the world. And, yeah, don't miss them. Get a hold of those guys and let them know that Coach Mike Jones sent you, the coach with the most. All right, what do I have the most of, everyone? I have the most championships, the most talents, and the most talents to share with people, and the most to offer. Of course, it sounds a little boastful. That's why I say Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast. Don't want to brag, but I'm going to boast because give a toast with the coach with the most. We're on the same team. Just imagine how much farther we could go. Okay. So, yeah, I guess now we can get to the Seattle Mariners organizational report as we wind down this show. And also we have a couple other things to report about wrestling in the Northwest area. All right. Seattle Mariners today are taking on they got the Boston Red Sox in Seattle at T-Mobile Park again. Boston won last night 4-3. That was a nail-biter. Today we got the star rookie George Kirby on the mound versus Michael Wacha, who's having a great year so far. And let's take a look at that matchup. Okay. Yes, they've each faced each other before. Michael Wacha has faced the Mariners many times. So, but Ty France has a good record against Wacha. And let's see. Okay, hold on a second. I will get this figured out. We're trying to get the right pages to so I can report the right stuff. Seems like Bing messes me up. I got to get Bing off of my computer, because it always seems to go to the wrong stuff. Okay, here we go. Boston versus Seattle. Yes, George Kirby's 1-1 with a 3.38 with 31 strikeouts. Michael Wacha's on the mound for the Boston Red Sox. He's 4-1 with a 1.91 with 33 strikeouts. So he's having a great year. And also George Kirby's having a great rookie year so far too. I'm sure that George Kirby and J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, are going to be in the running for the Rookie of the Year. If they keep going now, they are. Okay. Yes, like I said, Ty France has really kicked Michael Wacha's butt. He's batting 778 against him with no homers and two RBIs. Also against Wacha, J.P. Crawford, 375 with a home run and two RBIs. And Gino Suarez, 387 with a home run and six RBIs against Wacha. So that's looking impressive. And also Luis Torrens is batting 500 with two RBIs. And he had a solid night last night also in that loss 4-3 to Boston in Seattle last night. Also, Jesse Winker, 333 with an RBI. Okay, for the Reds against George Kirby, J.D. Martinez is batting 667 with no homers and no RBIs. Trevor Story, man, he's been a thorn in our side this year. And I think he took it personal that the Mariners didn't pick him up in the offseason because, wow, he's batting 1,000 with two home runs and four RBIs against Kirby. So we're hoping that Kirby can switch up his game plan against Story and have a better outcome than in the past with against him. Also for the Red Sox against Kirby, Alex Verdugo batting 667 and Christian Vasquez batting 500 also against Kirby. So, yep, we hope the Mariners can do good today on that and take today's game so we have a chance to win this series. Tomorrow we have a day game in Seattle. Okay, let's also go over the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati had a rough start to the season and where they were like 3-20 in the first month of the season. And they always traditionally start off slow. But for May, they were the third best team in May, and now they got their record at 20-38. And right now they're playing in St. Louis against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are 33-26. And right now that game is, let's see, Cincinnati. Okay, I'll find it here in a second. There it is. Oh, they're already playing. It's in the sixth inning in St. Louis. And Cincinnati has the lead 3-1. And let's see what's happened so far in that game. Okay, yes. For the Reds, Joey Votto has been, he's been doing good. He usually traditionally starts off slow. And he's 1-for-3 today. He's got his average up to 215 now after having a rough April and May. Also, Colin Moran's 2-for-3. He's back from the minor leagues. He's finally got his average back to 210. Now Mora, he's batting 291 as a rookie. Some notable notes for the Cincinnati Reds. Tyler Stevenson just broke his thumb. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So that now they got Okies up from AAA Louisville there. He's 0-for-2, and he's got a run in today's game. Oh, Kyle Farmer's 3-for-3 with an RBI. Yes, he's had an impressive year so far at shortstop there, and they got plenty of good prospects in the minors for shortstop. McLean and Dela Cruz are two of their top prospects in the minor league. Also today for Cincinnati in St. Louis, Tommy Pham on his revenge tour. He's 1-for-3 with a run and two RBIs, so he's a big factor in today's game. Oh, and then on the mound for the Reds is Hunter Green. My goodness, he started off good this year. He's already out of the game. He came up with a solid start today, though. Five innings pitched, only gave up two hits, one run, and he struck out seven. After a rough start, now he's got his ERA down to 5.10, but he's had like three or four solid outings in a row. And then Diaz has took over for him in that game. He's pitched two-thirds of an inning, and he's got his ERA down to 1.95. So, yeah, myself and Sign Guy, we love to do the Cincinnati Reds and the Seattle Mariners organizational reports. And let's see about what happened in Tacoma lately. Tacoma Rainiers are the PCL champions, defending from last year. And let me see. Here they are. Today, they got Round Rock is in Tacoma at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma's now 22-35. Round Rock's doing pretty good so far. They're 32-26. And let me see. Tacoma's starter is to be determined, but Round Rock's going with Tyson Miller. He's 2-3 with the 502. Okay, let's see. Okay, also, let's go to Arkansas. The Arkansas Travelers, they're hosting the Wichita Wind Surge, who are 32-21. Arkansas is the only team in the Seattle Mariners organization with a winning record so far. They're 29-26, and they're playing at Dickey Stevens Park there in Arkansas today. Arkansas has Tyler Dollard on the mound. Man, he's doing good. I imagine he's going to be up in AAA here soon. He's 3-2 with a 0.95 ERA. So, man, he's been shining bright this year so far. Wichita Wind Surge is going with Woods Richardson. He's 2-2 with a 3.0 ERA. Okay, on to the Everett Aqua Sox. Everett today is in Hillsboro, playing the Hillsboro Hops at Ron Tonkin Field there in Hillsboro, Oregon, for the Northwest League. Everett is now 25-29, and Hillsboro is 26-27. The Aqua Sox got Juan Mercedes on the mound. He's 3-3 with a 3.86 ERA, and he's had an impressive year so far. He pitched a seven-inning no-hitter just a week or so. So we're looking for big things for Juan Mercedes, and hopefully he'll get a chance to move up to Double-A here soon. Hillsboro's countering with Hill. He's 1-3 with a 2.95 ERA. Okay, on to the Modesto Nuts in the California League in low A ball for the Seattle Mariners organization. Okay, Modesto is at the Island Empire at San Manuel Stadium there in Island Empire, California. Let's see exactly where that's at. Okay, that's in San Bernardino, California. The Nuts are playing the 66ers there today. And Modesto's 25-30. And the 66ers are 28-27. Today's starting pitchers are Alejandro Hidalgo is 0-2 with the 4.34 ERA for the 66ers, and the Nets starting pitcher is to be determined. Okay, let's go on to the Louisville Bat for the Cincinnati Reds organization. Let's see. Louisville is hosting. Let's see. The Clinton Knights, that's in Louisville Slugger Field in Louisville, Kentucky. And the Bats are 22-35 for the Reds organization, and the Knights are 21-37. Louisville's going with Ben Lively. He's 2-4 with a 3.98. And Mike Wright Jr. is going for the Knights. He's 0-0 with the 4.50. Okay, on to Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Lookouts, they're at Montgomery Riverwalk Stadium there in Alabama. They're playing Montgomery, and the Chattanooga Lookouts are 28-27. They're playing the Montgomery Biscuits, 3-25. Montgomery's going with Michael Mercado, who's 2-2 with the 4.89, and the Lookouts pitchers to be determined. Okay, let's see what's going on in high A for the Cincinnati Reds organization. All right, let's see. Today, the the Dayton Dragons. Let's see what they're doing for High A. They're hosting the Great Lakes team at Dayer Ballpark. Let's take a preview of that. Okay. The Loons are facing the Dragons today. The Loons are 31-24, and the Dragons are 36-18 for the Reds organization. The Reds are having Christian Rowe on the mound. He's 1-1 with a 3.94 ERA. And the Loons have Kyle Hurt on the mound. He's 4-1 with a 3.04. Okay, we hope the Dragons can continue their success and keep that winning record going. Okay, now to low A for the Cincinnati Reds organization. For the Florida League there, their low A affiliate in Cincinnati, the Daytona Tortugas, they're hosting Fort Myers there in Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona, Florida. Let's see. The Mighty Muscles are at the Tortugas today. The Mighty Muscles are 35-19, and the Dragons are 22-32. No, the Tortugas, I'm sorry. They're for Daytona. Get the Daytona and Dayton mixed up. They're both single A for Cincinnati. But the Daytona Tortugas are 22-32, and they have Hunter Parks on the mound, who's 2-0 with a 2.65 ERA. He looks like he's having a good year. Maybe he'll get put up to High A here soon. And the Mighty Muscles are countering with Pearson Old. He's 2-2 with a 4.80 ERA. All right. That's our show today. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most. Also at Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also myself and Sign Guy, my co-host from Turnbuckle Turmoil, are going to be continuing to do the Seattle Mariners organizational report and the Cincinnati Reds organizational report. Also, don't forget to check out the Coach Mike Jones show next week. Next week is a big day. We got the Strawberry Fest next Saturday at Marysville, Washington, June 18th. There's two shows. CPW's holding that. They got wrestlers from all over the Northwest and all over the world coming to that show representing. And also, if you need a car in the Northwest area, you can check out S&S Best Auto Sales in Auburn. And they're also got online advertising there. Tell them Wild Lyle and Coach Mike Jones sent you. And if you need a tow in the Northwest, give Big Boys Towing a call and tell them the Coach with the Most sent you. And also, we would like to continue to promote the Turnbuckle Turmoil. I'm on there 2 times a week, on Fridays at 3 Pacific, and on Sundays at 1 Pacific. And this month we have Authors Month. Man, I'm really excited about that for Turnbuckle, where yesterday we had Gary Morgenstein on. He's the author of Fastball for Freedom, Mound Over Hell. He's got 7 books, and he's also doing plays. And then on the 3rd, we had Mike Rogers and Frank Colbert sitting on. They've done 2 books so far called Excitement in the Air 1 and 2, and they've done their 3rd book called Katie Bar the Door about Northwest wrestling history. And you can reach them on Facebook. And they also, they got their books on Amazon, and so are Gary Morgenstein's books are on Amazon and other platforms. This Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we got the Strohmeistro on. Looking forward to that. And then continuing Authors Month, June 17th, we got Matt Legit and Nick Iggy on. Matt Legit's got a great story, and he's done a lot for Northwest Wrestling. He's done a bunch of documentaries. He's helped prolong and expose the Northwest wrestling scene with a bunch of footage from Portland Wrestling that he restored and has online on his YouTube channel. Nick Iggy's wrote some comedy books, and he's a great wrestler himself. And then continuing on Turnbuckle Turmoil, June 19th, we got executive producer Evan Ginsberg from the movie The Wrestler. Also, he's executive produced for the movie 350 Days. Make sure you check those out. And he's also written a few books. He's done a bunch of projects. He's been a promoter in the New York area for concerts and wrestling and comedy. Man, I really love Evan Ginsberg. And they also do their own podcast called Wrestling and Everything that I've had the blessing to be interviewed on. And myself and Sign Guy has got to go on there too. And so Evan Ginsberg will be returning to Turnbuckle Turmoil. This is the first time I'm able to interview him, though, on there, because I've just took over for QT Vokes about 9 months ago. We're still hoping and praying for QT Vokes, the founder of Turnbuckle Turmoil. He is out on leave right now. He developed diabetes and some other health issues that he's trying to overcome and get better. And he's trying to concentrate on that. So he got off social media. He got off the show. I officially taken his place. There's no word when he's going to be back, but we're continuing to hope and pray for his recovery and him to get better so he'll be able to come back online and come back on the shows or at least call in a few times. But anyway, back to Evan Ginsberg. He's supposed to have some guests come on with him. His co-host from Wrestling and Everything, Buddy Stiletto, is supposed to be coming on. And also, one of the guys that Evan Ginsberg has managed for years, Bill Pierce, is supposed to come on too. So we're looking forward to that. And then on to continue for the Turnbuckle Turmoil schedule. The last show of Authors Month, June 24th, we have Jake Shannon on. I'm very excited about that. Jake Shannon is such an impressive individual. He's got people and testimonies from some of the top athletes in the world. Josh Barnett, they've mentioned him many times on the Joe Rogan show. So many class athletes and competitors have listed Jake Shannon as one of their top reasons for their success with his scientific wrestling program and his time 10s program. And we're looking forward to getting him up in the Northwest for seminars here pretty soon. I can't wait to work with Jake Shannon and to have him on Turnbuckle for Authors Month and to get to interview him. And hopefully he'll be on the Coach Mike Jones show again sometime. Then, returning June 26th to Turnbuckle Turmoil, Caden Cassidy, former member of the Real School Army. Hoping to get him back in the Real School Army here soon. He's had an impressive career since he started out. Roughly over 7 years ago, we started training. So we're looking forward to hearing Caden Cassidy come back on Turnbuckle Turmoil on the 26th. Okay, on to July. We've already got a few people booked for July for Turnbuckle Turmoil. On July 1st, we have Handsome Nick Hamrick and A. Dick Vickers. So that should be exciting. We're taking July 3rd will be taken off for the holiday for Turnbuckle Turmoil. But then on July 8th, we've got Judge Jesse out of the Midwest. He's an impressive individual. I can't wait to talk to him and interview him. He's from the Heart Factory. He's trained with Jericho and Lance Storm, so he's got a great story to tell. And then on July 10th, we got Jason Stone out of the New York area, referee and manager and bodyguard. Hey, we're looking forward to having him on there too. So anyway, we want to thank everyone for their support and for listening and sharing and liking and just everything that you guys help us with and the morale and all the way down the line. We're so grateful. Thank you so much and see you next time. Love you. I want the whole.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but
but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones. Now screw.